And it is today's topical currents. Joseph Cooper along with Bonnie Berman. I guess we learned a lot from that first segment of how to look at life. Well, it's a clear, cool, sunny, beautiful South Florida Thursday. And food and dining is now on our platter. Joining us is chef, author, and syndicated columnist, my old friend, our old friend, Linda Gastnauber. I don't mean old.
Longstanding, thank
Longstanding. You. Longstanding, okay.
All right.
So what's on the menu today, Linda? Okay.
So Joe and Bonnie, hi, nice to be with you.
Hello.
Okay, so was one of your New Year's resolutions to take off a few pounds or maybe some of those extra pounds from the holidays? Well, no. Yeah, they're both smiling at me. We're three quarters of the way into January. So how are you doing? Well, our guest today is going to help us out. He's Scott Harris, and he's created a company to help us stay on the straight and narrow. And it's called Deliver Lean, and it's a food delivery company. So let's welcome Scott Harris.
Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here today.
Well, we're happy because you've brought us food.
Indeed.
Filled up the studio. One more time. Here we go.
All right. Juices.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'd love to hear from you, our listeners. Do you have any questions for our guest? Have you tried a food delivery system? Let us know. Are there some food delivery systems out there that you know about? You'd like to tell us about them. Give us a call. That's 800-743-9576, 800-743-WLRN. Do we have email today, Bonnie?
Radio@WLRN.org.
Okay, and the phones are open now. Also with us, of course, is our favorite wine guy, Fred Tasker. He's joining us by Skype, and you can read Fred's wine column in today's Miami Herald. Fred, are we drinking today, or should I ask?
Hi, guys. It's a beautiful snowy day here. I'm looking out on my bird feeder outside with an 8-inch snow cap on it, so I got your beautiful
your
day
feeder?
Here, too. Yeah.
Are there birds there at this time of year in Michigan?
Well, the ones that are here are really in need of some seed, so we try to keep up with them.
Fred's
anyway,
in Michigan, by the way.
If you're going to have meals delivered to your house, you probably want to have some wine delivered to your house, so I'm going to talk about that.
Okay, okay. Sounds good to me. Well, let's go to Scott Harris. So what is Deliver Lean, Scott?
So Deliver Lean makes calorically balanced meals, and we deliver them to your home and business. We deliver three times a week, and we actually deliver in the middle of the night, which adds convenience.
So in the middle of the night, you're going to be coming, knocking at my door?
So we don't knock on the door, okay. But we actually leave a bag, an insulated cooler bag, and we leave your meals. So when you wake up for added convenience, the meals are at your home.
And ready to go.
And what about the raccoons or something?
Oh, that's a good question. We haven't come across that
no
yet.
Raccoons. Well,
no
it's in an insulated bag. It's kind of hard to smell through the bags, I would think.
And it is sealed. So the bags are individually sealed and tamper-proof.
So how does it work? Do we call you up? I mean, how do we do this? Is there a fee?
So the meals come, they're calorically balanced between 300 and 400 calories apiece. The meals are as little as $7.95, and you can choose how many meals you want and actually mix and match meal plans. So should you be somebody who wants 400-calorie meals, which would be our traditional meal plan, that comes with a lean protein source, chicken, fish, beef, pork, turkey, a gluten-free complex carb and a vegetable. Should you want to eliminate the complex carb and have a protein source and a vegetable, we can do that too. If you're a vegetarian, we can accommodate. If you're a vegan, we can accommodate. And we can also mix and match the meal plans. So the key to retention or actually sticking to a diet or a meal plan is variety.
So for example, like, there's two people in the family, one's on a paleo diet and one's on it wants to eat real food or whatever. You could order different meals for different people?
Absolutely. You can order different meals for different people, or you can actually mix and match. So should you be someone who travels a lot and want to wrap on your meal plan, no problem. If you feel you lack roughage and you want salads in your meal plans, we can mix and match different meal plans depending on what
you have some nutritionist working with you.
That's a great question. So every meal is, while I say calorically balanced, it actually goes to a dietitian. So while we do menu correlation and container appeal, people typically eat with their eyes. And when they think about a meal plan, they usually feel like it's going to be some sort of punishment. So we go ahead and make sure that the meals not only look great, but taste great, and they are also dietitian approved. So the ingredients is labeled on the outside of every container.
I don't suppose you have a sausage-heavy diet for people like Joe.
Or chicken fried steak.
Well, talking about sausage and all, Joe's got some food in front of him.
Yes, I do.
So, Joe, tell us what you've got in that. There's a hamburger there, isn't there?
Scott, there's a turkey burger here. Yeah,
it's surprisingly good.
Okay, so he's opening up the package, and Fred, it's a turkey burger. You know, it's not a beef burger.
And it has spinach on top of it.
Oh, I bet you love that, Joe.
Scott, in case you don't know, Joe's our beef eater here.
Right.
It's pretty good.
I mean, more like pork.
Pork eater?
Yes.
Okay. So, Joe, if he says it's pretty good, yeah. It is. Let me tell you.
Mm-hmm. So, and it has tomatoes on it, too.
Okay.
If he's going back for more, then...
He's taking a second bite. That's interesting. So, Joe...
That's a very good sign.
Yes. How many calories does it say on
more
that
peppers.
Box?
How many calories?
And is there a bun there as well?
291 calories, 25 grams of protein, 12 grams of carbs.
Wait, that's...
it's a big portion.
That's only 290-something calories?
Mm-hmm. 291.
And we didn't warm it. I mean, that should have been warmed in a microwave.
It could be. On the outside of every label, again, you have calories, proteins, carbohydrates. It tells you if you should heat it up or not. And, you know, most people feel like when they get on a meal plan that they're going to be lacking something or it's going to be a punishment. And we find that most people eat too infrequently in too large a portion. So if you graze all day long, you'll get incredible results.
Not every minute.
You're saying not to eat that at a meal, but to actually extend it over...
Well, the meals are geared in such a way that they are between 300 and 400 calories. So we would like you to eat every 3 to 4 hours. So when I say graze throughout the day, it speeds up your metabolism and ultimately gets you results. And I want to also say that this is not a diet. It's more of a lifestyle, vanity being the byproduct of just eating healthy. So if you do eat smaller portions, more frequent feedings, you will get great results.
So if you had 5 portions at 400 calories, we'd get to our 2,000-calorie-a-day diet that the government thinks we should be eating. Or you could have less if that's what you want.
That's exactly right.
Some people get the service just Monday through Friday, and then on the weekends splurge?
That's a great question. Most people usually eat 4 meals a day, 6 days a week, take off Sunday as a splurge day. And even on that splurge day, after you are accustomed to eating smaller portions and more frequent feedings, when you do go out to a restaurant and they give you that large portion, you find like you take probably half of it home because you're accustomed to eating smaller portions. Mm-hmm. So people that have eaten our meals for an extended period have had, you know, feel better, look better, and adds more time back in your life. And that, as you know, to eat a specific way is very time consuming, expensive, and challenging to do consistently.
Well, let's talk about expense for a minute here. So there's no fee. And for every package that you have, it's $7.95. Is there a delivery fee?
There is a delivery fee. We deliver 3 days a week on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. We guarantee the food to your home before 7 a.m. Most deliveries are done before 4 a.m., depending on when people wake up. So a meal is only $7.95 a piece. So should somebody eat 4 meals a day, it's roughly $30 a day.
How did you start this? What got you interested in this? That's
a great question. So I found myself going to the office every day, as most people that have jobs, and drinking coffee up until 2 o'clock and then sitting down and having a large portion and then having espresso all afternoon. So
sounds familiar.
Right, like the average working person, right? So, and I was tired of all my employees going out to lunch every day, and it wasn't the 30
minutes. Not tired because they went out to lunch, but tired because they came back tired.
Well, both. Okay. I mean, when I'd look outside and see that my entire company was gone, and it was the 30 minutes to figure out where to go, the hour to go, and then an hour to get reacclimated once they returned, it took up roughly 35% of my workday was lunch and the distraction of lunch. And then when they came back, they were lethargic and drinking espresso all afternoon. So we had hired a chef who was making calorically balanced meals, and I saw a huge increase in productivity and morale and actually work ethic. People really enjoyed it, less absentee, less tardiness. So I said, wow, you know what? This is an interesting concept. Who else is in the cook fresh, deliver daily business, because it fits into the wellness umbrella, and have they done it effectively? So I ordered everybody's meals in the industry, and I felt like they were all lacking in one way or another, whether it be quality or variety, because the key to retention is variety, and people need to, you know, not get tired of the food.
Mm-hmm. What was the plan that Dan Marino used to hawk on TV all the time?
Well, we don't want to talk about that, but it's frozen, and it's shipped. So our food is cook fresh, delivered daily. Mm-hmm. When I say daily, every other day, and nothing is frozen. So it's really healthy.
If, for example, if you delivered the meals, and then I found I was going out to dinner or something, could I freeze them? Not the salads, obviously, but
I mean, you could, but no. I mean, you could freeze them, mm-hmm. but they wouldn't taste as good, and that's really not what we believe
but
in.
But you can refrigerate them.
Well, absolutely.
So you could refrigerate them. I mean, for example, if you deliver on 3 days a week, and you're giving me 2 days worth of food those 3 days.
That's right.
So then, so it can last in the refrigerator for a little bit.
Oh, sure. The food has, you know, a 3, 4, 5 day shelf life.
Oh, it does.
However, because mm-hmm. we deliver every 2 days, should you eat 4 meals a day on Monday, we would deliver 8 meals. And you can eat them in any order, depending on your palate. So breakfast clearly is breakfast. And then we do in-between meals as well.
Well, I've got some here in front of me. And I've got a wrap here. And it's a shrimp wrap with mango and cabbage slaw. And I have to tell you that this one is quite good, actually. I went back for another piece.
I'm happy you enjoyed it.
And so that would have been my lunch, or I could have had it for a snack.
You could. You know, wraps are interesting. Some people like wraps because they find themselves on the go all day. And, you know, traveling, they're very convenient to eat in your car and don't need to be heated up. So wraps are a great in-between meal.
That was great. Yeah. Terrific. Well, we're eating away and enjoying ourselves, and it's time for a break. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. We're talking with Deliverlean CEO Scott Harris. We'll take a short break here, and we'll be back with more. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and we've been talking about starting the new year with good foods that happen to be good for us, too. Our guest is Scott Harris. He's the CEO of Deliverlean. It's a delivery service. It's a no-fuss way to eat. He's been telling us all about it, and we've been enjoying it. And I saw Joseph Cooper go back for seconds on a turkey burger, mm-hmm. which was really amazing. And by the way,
you could use a little mayo.
A great way to enjoy some interesting wines and a microbrew is this Saturday, is the 25th, on the 25th rather, it's the Drink Around the World Festival, and it's a fundraiser for the Ronald McDonald House Charities of South Florida, 7:30 to 11 p.m. It's at the Moore Building in the Design District. If you want some more information about this, go to drinkaroundtheworldfestival.com. Well, before we drink with Fred Tasker, we're going to have dinner in minutes. And it's a little chilly out tonight, so we've got a warm soup that only takes you 20 minutes to make. It's Italian sausage minestrone. And yes, Joe, it is a turkey sausage.
Of course.
Of course. You could use any kind of sausage you want, but this one is so simple. It has vegetables and pecans, and they combine with basil. And as I said, it only takes 20 minutes to make this soup. So I sauteed the turkey sausage. I cut it up into pieces, some onions, some green beans, just for about 5 minutes. Then I added some chicken broth. And by the way, if you go into the supermarket and look at some of the chicken broth or chicken stock there, they've really, really lowered the salt content mm-hmm. from about 540 milligrams to 140, which is great. So you add some chicken broth, some diced tomatoes, and simmer that for about 10 minutes. And while the soup is cooking, I boiled up some pasta. And I used a soup pasta, Cini Pepe, but it's a great way to use up different pieces of pasta you may have left over in your cupboard. So cut the pasta up into small pieces and boil it up, drain it, and add it to your soup. A little Parmesan cheese, and you've got a delicious one-pot meal for this cool evening in minutes. The complete recipe and a photo, it's at dinnerinminutes.com. And please follow me on Twitter. That's at L. Gassenheimer. Okay, Fred, what are we drinking?
Well, I'm going to talk about having wine delivered to your home, and for the most part, it's pretty simple. All you have to do is call your favorite wine shop and order wine to be delivered, and have a credit card handy and have someone over 21. They have to be there to sign for it, of course, and they won't leave it. They can't leave it on your doorstep. You have to be there to deliver it. And the way you would choose the wines is you can Google the websites of the wine shops to see their selections and their prices and that kind of thing. And then you can order it by phone, or in a lot of cases, you can order it online. Now, most of the big wine shops in Dade and Broward will charge a delivery fee of $15 to $30. And that's whether it's a single bottle or a case. And it kind of depends on the distance they have to bring it. Another hint, though, is if they don't have the wine you want in stock, a lot of shops will try to find it for you. And sometimes that depends on whether that wine is carried by one of their distributors. But here, it helps to build an in-person relationship with your wine merchant. It's a good idea if you're into wine to get to know your wine merchant so you can call him up and say, hey, this is Fred and I need a favor. Also, Florida is one of the 40 or so states that permits private wine fans to order wine directly online from the wineries in California or other states.
So that was approved here in Florida then?
Yeah, there are about 40 states that have it and 10 that don't. There are certain restrictions on it, but if you go to order wine, they'll tell you what they are. And a good example is the Behringer Winery in Napa, one of their top wineries there. You can go online and order its, for example, its Cabernet Sauvignon for $40. And for a single bottle, the shipping is $20, so that's kind of high. But for a whole case, the shipping is only $34, just $14 more. So it might pay to get several bottles at a time. And a lot of the big wineries also have wine clubs. At Behringer, if you join the Taste of Behringer Club, they will automatically send you two or three bottles every 2 months for $70 to $100. But in doing this, you become a member, and you get a 20% discount on wine. And if you visit the winery at any point, they give you a free wine tasting. And this might be the best part. They even give you a toll-free number to ask wine questions of their wine experts. Now, my advice would be I wouldn't go online to order a bottle from a winery if I can buy it locally because of the delivery charges. But I would do it to buy specialty wines. Quite often, even a major winery will have a new wine, an experimental wine, and they've only made 500 cases, and they can't turn it over to a national distributor because it's not enough. So they sell that at the winery and online. Or something even better, maybe you can access boutique wineries that are too small to deliver and to distribute any of their wines nationwide. And if you do that, you can get some real gems that way.
Sounds good to us. Thank you, Fred. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Amy. Amy in Fort Lauderdale. Amy, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
My question is in regards, well, actually, backstory. I was very successful on a food delivery program, Jenny Craig, many years ago, and I lost a lot of weight. And I think that it's really great providing people that service. But since then, I've become a vegan, and I would love to learn more about what sort of offerings they have for somebody with such a specialty diet, and also the way that the food is planned to be heated up. I'm not really a big fan of using my microwave a lot, and that was one of my problems that I had with the previous food delivery program that I had. So I'm just interested to know the different ways they, you know, if it's just microwave-based or not.
Excellent. So we do have a vegan meal plan, which is actually all organic. And it does come in a 24-ounce microwavable container. However, you don't have to microwave the food. You could actually put it on a plate and heat it up differently. So some of the meals, and it will tell you on the outside of the container, it does detail carbohydrates, protein, and calories. And it can tell you if we encourage you to heat it or not. So should you want to heat it in an oven, no problem. Just take it out of the container and heat it in an oven.
Yeah, go ahead, Amy.
Oh, I was just curious about the protein base, like if you guys are using a lot of soy to kind of incorporate the protein in for a vegan diet, or if you're using more beans and things like that.
Beans and power grains.
He has a dietitian on board that plans all of these things, and the chef who makes it. And I wanted to just give you a suggestion that I've used. If you didn't want to use a microwave, if you put a large pan with water in it and then another pan on it, and then put the plate on that, and it's kind of warming and heat the water, and the plate will warm, and your food will warm in a moist way. And it is a way to warm some things if you don't want to use the microwave or the oven.
And the quinoa is really good.
Yeah, we have many, many different offerings daily. You know, again, the key to retention is variety. So I would urge you to go online, and you can look at our vegan meal plan menu. And as well, we could email you a menu.
What's the website?
The website is deliverlean.com.
Okay, that's easy. Well, it's really been a very tasty week. Scott Harris, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And the food is delicious. We're all going back from seconds, and I notice everyone outside the studio here is coming to eat this food.
I'm very happy you enjoyed it.
His company is Deliver Lean. You can find more about it, as he just mentioned. It's at deliverlean.com. Deliver Lean, one word. Fred Tasker, great advice as always.
Always a pleasure.
Joseph,
I'm
glad
to get back to this turkey patty.
Well, isn't that interesting? And Bonnie, you have vegetarian meal in front of you.
I see. The quinoa was really excellent, and I haven't tasted it. And the sweet potatoes.
And I have here, it's curry chicken with peppers, cabbage, and carrots.
Mm.
Whoa, okay.
Bonnie, maybe you can turn Joe into a vegan.
I don't think so.
I think when pigs fly.
Next week, we'll be having a Super Bowl bash with tongue-in-cheek chef Jamie DeRosa. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me then.